It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so I feel so good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. Ray Adams here, your host, and this is the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, right here all hour with you every Monday at 6 p.m. Arizona time for the full hour. And of course, we're streaming live over at the Golf News Net for this show and my anchor show, Great American Golf, every Saturday morning, Arizona time, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. But the shows are there all day and they play several times at the Golf News Net. So you can go there at golfnewsnet.com, click onto the radio tab, find the shows, and you'll be able to see that they're airing at various times during the day that they normally air. So this show tonight, Monday, probably tomorrow, and then this coming Saturday, maybe even Sunday. And then the shows go off to all the big podcast audio platforms. You name it, we're on it, and you can find the shows there. Same thing with TV. Lots of new TV shows coming your way. We're going to start very quickly loading up to golfnewsnet.com television, Match Play with Ray Adams TV, and then from there, they go off to all the big video platforms that you like to watch your video content on. Don't forget, my YouTube channel has about everything you could ever imagine, including all sorts of new videos from the recent PGA merchandise show, introducing new inventors, new spotlights, new technology, a lot of fun, and great new products that will help you with your game. All of that at Match Play TV. Don't forget Facebook and Instagram, Match Play TV. And I want to thank Squares Golf. You know, if you look at Squares Golf Shoes at squares.com, S-Q-A-I-R-Z, and I've been advertising and talking about Squares Shoes for years now, but you can now win an amazing golf experience. As one of the Squares partners, the Arnold Palmer Bay Hill Club and Lodge is offering an amazing golf experience. You can escape to Orlando, experience one of golf's iconic courses at the Bay Hill Club and Lodge. Beloved by the pros, cherished by the members and guests, Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill offers top service, championship golf, and a legacy in every round. All you have to do is enter your email for your chance to win a stay and play package for four people. It's just unbelievable. All the theme parks are there. There's every sort of other activity you could think of. All you want to do is enter to win. One winner will be selected to win. What do you need to do? Go to Squares, squairz.com. I want to thank Certifresh Cigar at certifreshcigar.com. They have been for years sponsoring my shows, television, radio, and they are still with me in 2026, and I thank them so very much for being a great sponsor. They customize all their cigars. They have absolutely certified fresh for up to a year in every cigar tube. They're in over 3,000 golf shops, gift shops, sports shops all over the country, and they're going to be in many more in 2026. Certifresh Cigar. .com. You can use them for your corporate outings, your charitable outings, and you, if you're a golf course or a golf course owner or a director or a buyer, make sure you go to CertifreshCigar.com. And Tour Edge. It's all about the ball, isn't it? Everything is coming down. It's the ball, the ball. It's all about the ball. Well, we're going to talk about the putting statistics 20 years ago on the PGA Tour versus the putting statistics today on the PGA Tour. I saw a very interesting graphic the other day. Bob and I will discuss it. And probably this coming Saturday morning on Great American Golf, we'll get our PGA professional and instructor and putting guru, Craig Renshaw, to join us. He's off working today. He's got lots going on and cannot be with us. We miss him a lot. But don't forget to go to touredge.com and check out the Exotics golf ball and the Hot Launch golf ball, whichever one's right for you. Get those ordered, get them in your bag, get them on the tee, get them in the fairway, put them on the green. You're going to love the new Tour Edge golf ball. Bob, Denny, they want a nugget at the top of the show.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
At the top of the show.
They want one right now.
Okay. This week, the championship in town is the Cognizant Classic. It has its history. It's a new, it's, it, it's obviously a different name since 2023. It used to be the Honda Classic. It's 54 years old. Its very first edition or iteration, I should say, was 1972, and it was called the Jackie Gleason Inverary Classic.
Yes, it was.
And not many people, other than probably you and I, not many of our listeners probably don't remember Jackie Gleason, and that's sad. But he was one of the great entertainers, and also one of the great people who used his name to bring sports together and charitable operations, and just make a great event out of it. And that's what Jackie could do.
And away we go.
And away we go. Right. So 54 years, I want to put that in there. And with one other nugget, Ray, is I have to go back to 2022 to have a recognizable champion in this event. And that's because this event never got the signature status. And a lot of it was wedged between the Arnold Palmer and the Genesis, or the LA Open, I'd like to call it. And I have to go back to 2022 when I met a person you recognize by the name of Sepp Straka won the event. And that shows you how far back we have to go. And we have to be prior to that. I have to go back to 2018 for a recognizable champion's name, Justin Thomas. So that speaks for where we are in trying to build up awareness for this golf championship, which is a mile and a half from where I'm sitting.
I think the big question, and we've talked about it on the show recently, and that is we're losing several sponsors. We lost the Honda, and we're losing other sponsors this year. And what is the tour doing about it? And maybe nothing, because this is the year of transition now. We've continued on over the last couple, 2 or 3 years, saying there's going to be changes, 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 elevated events, big purses, blah, 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 la, la, la. Great. Wonderful. They've been paring down the fields. They're looking for what are the three pillars, Bob? I know them, but I'd have to think.
Scarcity, parity, and simplicity.
Well, we haven't got there yet, but I think this year, by the time we get through with it, we're probably going to be a lot closer. And with Tiger Woods and the Players Committee, and all of that stuff going on, I think it's going to happen. But with that said, I don't know that this tournament survives, do you?
It's going to be a number of events. It's going to be really, really dicey to see what's going to happen. This golf championship and the Valspar championship on the other side of our state of Florida are owned by the same individual. And they are probably, it's going to be real interesting to see which one of those we're going to make it, because the Arnold Palmer championship follows, and the people are taking a rest. They've had two straight signature championships or signature events, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am and the Genesis, prior to where we're sitting right now.
Absolutely. I don't know. I'm sad that Honda went off. And why did Honda leave? What's the inside buzz?
Honda was
They not feel like, go ahead.
not getting the respect it deserved,
That's
and
what I thought.
it had a tremendous record of bringing in some great names to this event. 1982 to 2023 was the run for Honda. That's a great run, and they had great crowds out here, Ray. And obviously, we're not the Phoenix Open's crowds, but we had great crowds in Palm Beach Gardens to enjoy the bear trap, and so many other things were happening at PGA National. But Honda, I just believe, just didn't get the respect they deserve.
I mean, lots of changes going on in the world of golf on all the tours, lots of great things coming up. Can't wait to cover the ladies at the Ford. I'll be heading out to Media Day in the near future. We've got the Epson Tour coming up, the big Carlisle Arizona Women's Open Championship. There's so much great golf going on in Arizona. And of course, we've got the Champions Tour happening. We'll look at their schedule. We'll look at the ladies' schedule. But let's go to the I think I want to go. Let's have a look at the leaderboard, Bob. Let's look at this Jacob Bridgman. You know, this young man really, really, really pulled it out, and he almost collapsed. It was an exciting finish. Kurt Kitayama shot a 64. Hard to, you know, it's hard to compete when you shoot 72 and he shoots 64. Look at all the shots Kitayama made up. Rory shot a 67 to get right there. He was mold. Bridgman had a big number of stroke lead. I watched it on and off throughout the day. I mean, he had five or six strokes at one time on the field. Adam Scott shot a 63 to get right back in there. You like Aldrich Pottgeter, he shot a 68. I mean, it's pretty bad on a PGA Tour event. If you shoot three rounds at 68 and then a round at 65, you suffer fifth place. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's how good these guys are. And hats off to Kitayama for doing it. And Rory was right there too. They almost forced the playoff, but what did Jacob Bridgman do? How did he fall apart and what happened? I think,
I
just
go
real
ahead.
quick, I think they ran out of real estate. Another one hole or two, we have a playoff. Now you
Oh
tell
yeah.
me, where am I going wrong?
I think he started the day with a six stroke lead. It was great that he had started with a six stroke lead, because that right away is going to be made up. He only had two birdies on the front side. He finishes, a one over for his round with a 72, and he hit a very nervy birdie putt from below the hole that was 3.5 feet short. And then he has to make that one just to win the championship. And Tiger's up there on the hill with his arms crossed, and some people there, and his fans and his friends and his family. Jacob's saying, "Okay, are you going to make this one? Or are we going to have to go through some more agony on this one?" I really like the way he handled himself for 54 holes. He was amazing out there. But this is a golf course, Ray, and I played this golf course in the past. And guess who has never won this championship on that golf course? Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Scottie Scheffler.
Holy mackerel. Two out of the three greatest of all time, and our world number one, and our greatest in the world today, and they can't win on that course. Well, Craig Renshaw talked about this golf course. You've played the course, you know about the course. I'm hoping to be there because the U.S. Women's Golf Championship is there this summer at Riviera. Of course, the men are over at Shinnecock Hills, but women are at Riviera. I'm hoping to be able to cover the ladies at Riviera and go there. I've never been. Tell us, why didn't these three great players win?
Sometimes they have issues with the Poa-Anoa grass, and it can get very bumpy late in the day. And it's there's the I think it's called the Kikuyu grass. I'm thinking of it, the rough, and it can really hold a club back. But for some reason, those three great golfers never made it, and that's Tiger Woods' hometown area, right? L.A. So he's never won there, and it's just difficult to try to just gauge why they didn't do it. But some way down the road, Hal Sutton beats Jack Nicklaus in the PGA Championship in 1983. I'll never forget that. And it just if Hogan's Alley is what they called it, because Hogan had won 17. Excuse me, two majors, and finished second to Sam Snead right after his return to the tour after his automobile accident. And Hogan was a technician. He knew exactly how to hit those greens, et cetera, et cetera. And back then it was playing, obviously not as long as it is today. But those are my answers, a long answer to a short question.
Well, they call that Kikuyu grass because it's thick like gorse over in Scotland, and it twists your club around and it gives the players fits. It's been nicknamed by somebody, and I don't know who, or I would give them credit. I just remember it being called, instead of Kikuyu grass, which is the technical name of it, Kikuyu grass.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it.
Yeah, and I've hit some shot. Well, of course, I've been to Scotland, played golf. Hit out of the gorse, and I've hit some shots out of Kikuyu,
Yes.
but it is gnarly. It's thick. It's just
Yes.
not nice. So
No,
it gave the
no.
greatest players in the world fits, and it will continue to do that. Scottie Scheffler tried to make a comeback. He was just way too far
Yeah.
back.
Rory McIlroy missed a ton of putts. He
Yep.
makes one in the last hole, takes off his cap, and waits for Jacob Bridgman to make his three-footer.
Well, I mean, I knew Jacob Bridgman was, I knew Bridgman would make that three footer. Now, have they missed it before? Yeah, some of the greatest players in history have missed two and three footers. I remember when Mickelson missed a three footer, and others along the way. But anyway, you're looking at some of the greatest players in the world are playing in this golf tournament. Jordan Spieth was in there, Scottie Scheffler in there. I mean, he shot the 65, but it was nowhere near. He shoots 11 under and is nowhere near this year, but the last few weeks he's been there. Xander, Minwoo Lee, Tommy Fleetwood had a good round, or a good tournament, I should say. Cam Young, Colin came back and had a decent week. Jake Knapp. So I mean, you know, everybody. I mean, it was a good tournament. It was a fun tournament. It was boring for me, somewhat boring anyway, until the last nine, and then I got very interested. And very excited. And of course,
Right.
the Olympics were going on, so I was clicking back and forth between both of them. All right. 20 years ago, speaking of putting, Rory and some others, 20 years ago, Bob, I found a stat. In 2005, 69, almost 70% of the field made 4 to 8 footers. 31% made 10 to 15 footers. 15 to 20 feet, 12%. Over 25 feet, 5.7%. Now, 20 years later, more technology, more equipment, more innovation, more training, teaching, more coaching, possibly even more practice. I don't know. From 4 to 8 feet, 68.5%. So all of a sudden, you're 1.3% down. 30.4%, so you're less than 10 to 15 footers. 18.9, you're less than 15 to 20. 12.23, you're less. You're less, you're less, you're less on every single footage 20 years later. Why? We're getting the pros are getting worse at putting with all of the 20 years of history, technology, equipment, coaching, training. You tell me, because I can't wait to ask Craig Renshaw. We're going to revisit this subject. I have one answer and one answer only to make up for maybe why this is happening after 20 years. But you tell me, what do you think?
Putting is the most confounding element of ever picking up a golf club. And it always will be, and it has been ever since the game was invented. And it has a lot to do with a person's makeup, with their mental state, as well as with their genetics, sometimes with their body chemistry, with their nerves when they touch a club, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know. I just think, obviously, the maintenance of a golf course in 20 years' time is not the issue. It's to me, it's the training. I think it's training has a lot to do with it. And I'd have to have a gentleman on our program by the name of Dave Stockton, I think, would come out. And
Get him
to
on.
me, he would be the man that I would trust more than anything to make an overview statement really on putting, Ray.
Well, listen, there's a lot of guys that are, and ladies, there's a lot of great putting coaches in the world. I mean, we could get Hal, I could call him and Hal Sutton will come on with me.
Yeah, I'm my favorite is Stan Utley
And
right now and Brad Faxon.
Brad Faxon is another one. I can call him, got his cell. I can also call who did you just call out? Upton?
Stan Utley.
Or Utley. I'm so sorry, Stan Utley. And Stan and I have known each other on and off for, gosh, 20 years. I've interviewed him numerous times. And Stan Utley is now teaching not in Arizona anymore. It's unbelievable. He's had a change of venue. I saw him at the PGA show. We had a great talk. Stan was very, very willing to come on the show anytime I called him. We confirmed his mobile phone number. We can get Stan Utley on. And I think Stan would be a great one to come on, but I would love to have Stockton on. Craig will be back with us, and we'll get Craig to comment since he's a putting coach guru as well, nationally recognized. But I think I'm going to just go way out on a limb. I think that the tour pros have become worse at their putting percentages, their makeable putting percentages at various lengths, because the greens are nothing what they were 20 years ago. I think they're much faster. I think that they are, so many golf courses have had greens redone. I think their approach shots are different from the fairway. Although it gives you the specific footage, so that wouldn't count. So let's strike that one out. I think the greens are a lot faster. I think the greens are, but I think they're also a lot better. So they should be making more putts. I can't wait to get a couple of these putting gurus on. Figure out Stockton if you can. I'll get Stan Utley. We've got Craig. Let's revisit this because this is, I think, a big deal. It's a big deal, I think.
I watched Scotty try to make a left to right 10 footer maybe twice in the round. I watched Rory try to make basic, not basic, but between 5 to 10 of footers yesterday. Not even close. And I really looked at that Poa Anoa and the way those greens are, and I could see that ball moving a lot. And it wasn't just your basic bumps, okay? When you and I are looking at a television camera from CBS and they're looking straight at the line from both sides, you're going to say, okay, that's a left to righter. Well, if Craig was on the show with us, he'd probably say, maybe you're not looking at that correctly. But to me, as an amateur, I'm looking at it and I'm watching it. That ball hasn't even close the way that some of those guys were. So it was a confounding day watching putting for me. That's all.
Well, and rightly so. I mean, it was. So look, we're going to revisit this. This is, I think, a big deal. And then somebody wrote to me this week. This is just off the cuff talk, but somebody wrote to me and they pointed out a couple of things. And they said, when people talk about the greatest of all time, or as you've been talking about several time, the Mount Rushmore of golf, you have to put Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus together. There's really no other two golfers that come close. Now, I guess I agree with that, Bob, but I agree with it to a certain extent of their era. You say the greatest of all time. Well, it's the greatest of all time in their era. Golf's 400 years old. Who is the greatest golfer 250 years ago? Who knows? Who was the greatest golfer 150 years ago? Who was the greatest?
I got a good idea for that one.
Well, tell me.
Tom Morris Jr.
Well, of course, you're looking at the Morrises, but you're looking at limited play, limited courses, limited, well, very primitive equipment,
Very
although it would.
primitive weight and maintenance too.
Well, but it was their technology for the day. So they were
That's
playing
right.
the great their day, and they were making it in the pros shop, PRO apostrophe S, the pros shop. That's how they made their living.
That's
And
right. That's right.
that's why we call it the pro shop. They fixed clubs, they made clubs, they made golf balls, they
It
did
taught.
everything. They taught, they did everything out of the PRO apostrophe S, the pros shop, which was off somewhere in a woodshed, off from the golf course. And that was it. Now, when we brought golf to America and the Scottish and Irish and great English players came over and they started building courses and playing and la la la, totally different story. I don't want to get off in the weeds too much. But I will say that when you're comparing the greatest golfers in history and you go back over the record, you're really looking at a modern history from probably Bobby Jones on up 100 years. That's really the last 100 years, Bob, right?
Because he transcended the sport. He went from both sides of the ocean. He was popular on both sides and successful on both sides of the ocean. And that was really the man that just sort of galvanized interest among the sort of the passive fans at the time. And also remember that he was an amateur golfer. And at those times, the amateur golfer was the highest status in the game, but not the professional at the time. And it was
Correct.
Walter Hagen that turned the tide around, where they recognized on both sides of the ocean that golf was a profession. That was the difference.
Absolutely right. Now, but when you look at that for the last 100 years, and we would put Bobby Jones on the Mount Rushmore, obviously Jack Nicklaus, obviously Tiger Woods, then who is the fourth? I would likely put Ben Hogan. Gary Player's right there, though, but I would probably put Hogan myself. And I love Gary Player, by the way. He's one of my favorite guys out there. Yes, he says and does some stuff, but he's also 90 years old. Let's give him a little bit of a break. He's one of the greatest golfers who ever lived in history by far. Mickelson's probably in the top 10 or 12. He ruined his legacy. Doesn't take away from his record, though. But when you look at it, I had a listener of the show write to me this week and say, "Ray, there's really nobody close to Jack Nicklaus, not even Tiger, because you have to look at their total finishes.
That's true.
Tiger finished in second place, what, 17, 18, 19 times?
I can find that pretty
No,
quickly.
I'm not putting you on the spot. That's a rhetorical question about." How many times did Jack Nicklaus figure in second place?
Tiger was a runner-up 31 times in majors.
All right, so he
31.
was runner up 31 times. How many times? What about Nicklaus?
Okay.
Nicklaus was runner up on the PGA Tour. I don't know how many times. I mean, 50, 60 times. I mean, it's just stunningly unbelievable. And when you start looking at their total finishes, their top twos, let's say, either they won or they finished second. And then you look at the total majors and you look at everything. This particular listener said, "In my opinion, based on statistics, Nicklaus is the greatest of all time still." But Nicklaus never held all four majors in one 12-month period.
No, he also really was careful with his schedule, and he was very. His wife was a key mark, him his rock, Barbara. So he didn't commit to 20 some five tournaments all through his life, you know.
Well, neither did Tiger Woods. He was
No.
extremely careful with his schedule as well.
Yes. I'm just trying to get it correct in here and make sure we have it correct. So give me a moment. And
No,
but Tiger, the Jack had 19 runner-ups in the majors.
but I'm talking about total second place finishes.
In his career.
In both of them in their careers.
All right, okay.
And I'm interested in that number. I didn't look it up and I didn't really necessarily need to go there. We'll revisit this again and again and again and again. But I wanted to answer a very avid listener of these shows.
Sure,
Thank you so
sure.
much for listening and bringing up a very important point. It's not so much how many you win, but what was your overall career record? I mean, I think Nicklaus could have won 30 majors.
Oh
Well,
yeah.
but
Oh yeah.
so could have Tiger. But
Here, I got it right in front of me now. In the majors, Tiger has obviously 15 victories, seven runners up. Okay. And he's got 41 top tens in a grand total of 95 majors. 41 and 95. Okay.
Okay,
That's
let's just keep it the top. Either you won it or you got second place.
okay. 15 wins.
15 and
And
seven.
right. And we'll go
What
back
about
to
Nicklaus?
okay. 19 runners up. Let me give me just give me a second here.
So he more than doubles, 2.5 times Tiger.
But he's got top fives beyond anybody.
Well, and then you go to the PGA Tour. How many total PGA Tour second places did Tiger get? And how many total PGA Tour second places did Jack get? We don't need to go to those numbers right now. We can do it on another
Look
occasion.
at this. Jack, 18 majors, 19 runners up.
Well, see, so see, he blows Woods out of the water. Now, I'm not making a case for Jack over Tiger. They're both on Mount Rushmore. They're both great players. We like them both. By the way, did I hear something weird this week? It was a passing weird wind that came through my broadcast studio here. I don't even know where I heard it from, but it was like a howling little ooh. Tiger has not ruled out playing in the Masters. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was quite a tease that it went floating. It came from
Yeah.
Pacific Palisades, and it went caressing across the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it touched down on my microphone and then it whisked away outside in my rose garden and off somewhere else. And I had one of my listeners call me and say, "Ray, did you hear that? Tiger might." And I said, "I heard a spooky wind." So there's no way. Do you really think it could be? I don't, I can't, I don't.
I think we need to have Dr.
I think
Lanny
Dr.
back on,
Lanny, yeah, we need Dr. Lanny. Hello,
because
Dr. Lanny.
he knows exactly where we are with that.
Yeah.
Exactly. I trust Dr. Lanny.
Is there anything you can look at between now and Saturday's show, Bob, that you could find anything in writing that would be a legitimate piece that Tiger said that he is not ruling it out? If you could look for that, if it's legitimate, because there's a lot of clickbait.
The question from the media was, is the Masters off the table? And he says, no. That's as far as he got.
Okay, well, there's a definitive answer then from our historian emeritus from the PGA of America.
But I would be stunned if he plays. I would say that a gentleman who has to walk that kind of golf course at Augusta National, which is a tough walk for most people, would have a hard time with that.
Okay,
I, that's
perfect.
my that's the way I look at it.
All right, we're going to go out to a break. Dr. Bob Denny and I will be back. He's the PGA of America historian emeritus. He's the great golf historian in America. I don't know anybody better or who knows more or who's been there more. There may have been somebody out there, Bob, but you survived. And we miss Craig Renshaw. I want to shout out to him. He's working today. We've got a great, great, great segment coming up later in the show. Bob and I are going to be back in a minute. Hey, please stay tuned to these messages. These sponsors not only make these shows happen, but they bring you some great, great options and some offers. So have a quick listen. We're going to be back in just a couple of 2 or 3 minutes, and then we have more to come and a great guest with a surprise conversation from that guest. You won't believe it in my golfer be well segment coming up after this break. Be right back.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
All right, greetings. Welcome back, everybody. Ray Adams here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show right here on the Golf News Net. You go to golfnewsnet.com. You click on the radio tab. My shows are there. Great American Golf on Saturday mornings. The Monday Golf Lifestyle Show right here on Monday evenings. And television tab. Click there for Match Play with Ray Adams. And go to my YouTube site, Instagram site, Facebook site, all of those three, Match Play TV. And by the way, if you want to go to my LinkedIn site, it's so simple. You just go to Ray Adams. There's content, there's videos, there's postings all over the from everywhere you can imagine. Don't forget my Ryder Cup videos from this last fall at Bethpage. Don't forget the PGA merchandise show videos that are everywhere. And lots of other great content, including my television shows on my YouTube site, all at Match Play TV. Back with Dr. Bob Denny right now. Dr. Bob, this segment is sponsored by the Anthem Only. Wonderful, wonderful companies where I talk about keeping your dollars local. No matter what town in America you live in, keep your dollars spending within a 3 to 5 mile radius. That helps your local charity foundations. It helps your local businesses, of course. It helps your tax base. It helps your schools. Everything is better when you keep your dollar local. I want to thank Homeland Brew Company right here in Anthem. They are such a wonderful family place for craft brews, on tap, to-go, food trucks, places to play inside the building for the kids. It's just a family-oriented great place at Homeland Brew. Ziggy Coffee Shop. We love Ziggy right there on the west side of the I-17 freeway over on the Walmart side. You're going to love Ziggy Coffee. And Pha Legends. Pha Legends is an authentic Vietnamese pho food restaurant right in the Fry's Plaza right here in Anthem, Arizona. It is worth the drive. I don't care where you live in the Phoenix, Arizona area. Come on up. D.L. Jones Homes, the great realtors in the North Phoenix area. DLJonesHomes.com. Dennis and Lisa Jones are award-winning. They care. They're wonderful people who will do whatever it takes to help you move into the area, out of the area, rent, lease, whatever it is, sell, anything you need from dljoneshomes.com. The North Valley Water Solutions, Dave and his whole crew, they have every water solution for your home or your business, and they're valley-wide at northvalleywatersolutions.com. And then there's northvalleycarcare.com. Bobby, his son, family-owned, will take care of your golf car. We're talking about batteries and maintenance, accessories, the tires, anything and everything you need at northvalleycarcare.com. All right, those are the fine Anthem Only, and those companies could be found or companies like them all over the United States in your local town. So make sure that you keep your dollar local in my Anthem Only segment. Love my list of Anthem Only companies that are sponsors and working with me. All right. Very good. Dr. Bob is back. What's the schedules look like, Bob? How'd the ladies do?
Well, the last week, Gino Thitakun of Thailand won her very first tournament in front of her mother, and she did it tremendously at the in Thailand. It was a very emotional moment for her. All congratulations to her. She's a great representative of the game, and she's holding up her number one ranking in the world pretty still at this point, doing very well. This week they're in Singapore for the HSBC Women's World Championship. They got that title on that. So some of the top players will be all there in Singapore. And
That's
so
great.
congratulations to them.
Bob, I want to point out one thing, though, that this was the Honda LPGA Thailand tournament. So Honda hasn't left this golf game,
They have not.
which I think is wonderful. All right, so there's the ladies. Congratulations to that wonderful winner in Thailand. And we go on to Singapore. And then from there, we go on to China. And then we have the Founders Cup. The Founders Cup is going to be played at Sharon Heights Golf and Country Club in Menlo Park, California, over in Menlo Park. And right after that, at the end of March, we'll be right here in Phoenix, Arizona, the Ford Championship presented by Wild Horse Pass at Whirlwind Golf Club at Wild Horse Pass in Chandler, Arizona. That is in the Southeast Valley of the Phoenix area. We will be there. We will rock you from there. All right, what's happening with the seniors, the PGA Tour champions players, Bob?
They won't be up and running until March 6th for the James Hardie, Hardie, Pro Football Hall of Fame Invitational at a course I've walked around many times, the old course at Broken Sound in Boca Raton. And that will be the debut on the Champions Tour area for Mr. Zach Johnson.
Yep, absolutely. Very good. All right, buddy, we've got a lot of golf to talk about. Coming up, this is a well, we're getting ready to enter soon into championship season because we have our upcoming schedule. And of course, if you look at the PGA Tour, you're going to see that you're coming into going forward. We just had, of course, we're going into the Cognizant this week because they're playing in the Florida Swing. And then, of course, they go to the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. That's coming up in Orlando. Then they go to the Puerto Rico Open. The Puerto Rico Open is the alternative event during Bay Hill. Now, when you talk about an alternative event, Bob, like the Puerto Rico Open, they're having that as an alternative event because Bay Hill is going to be a very limited. It'll be a limited field.
That's
Correct?
right. That's right.
All right. Then after that, another wonderful PGA Tour event. It's a week in and week out PGA Tour event, in my opinion. It is nowhere near, should never be a major, but others are trying to make it so. It would be a manufactured major. I'm not downing it. I'm not playing it down. I'm not being negative. So many players on the tour agree with this, including Rory, made some very strong statements. Phil Mickelson, others have over the years. I wonder what Jack Nicklaus's position or Tiger's position is on the players. It is certainly an elevated event. It is a very special event. It is a great field event. It's an exciting event. And the venue at Ponte Vedra Beach there in Florida at TPC Sawgrass makes it super special at the Players Stadium course. So we love the players. We'll talk about it, cover it, make a big deal about it. And then the Valspar is after that. Moving on, the Houston Open. From there, the Valero Texas Open. A couple of back-to-back tournaments in Texas. And then on April 6th through the 12th comes the first major of the year. We enter finally into championship season. The rite of spring, Bob, is the Masters. And as we come through March, we're going to have special little segments about the upcoming Masters from history, from nuggets, from different things going on, some winners. I might even get a couple of Masters champions on the show with us. I'm hoping I'm able to do that. And then from there, you go through the schedule to the PGA Championship in May at Aronimink in Pennsylvania. That PGA Championship golf tournament is the 11th through the 17th. And then from there, Jack's Memorial, the Canadian Open, and we get from June the 15th to the 21st at Shinnecock in Southampton, New York, the U.S. Open Championship. You go to the Genesis Scottish Open in July, and then the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale in Southport, England, coming up July 13 through 19. From there, you get through into August, and you start with the FedEx Cup playoffs and the Tour Championship being late in August, and then you move forward to a President's Cup on the PGA Tour. That's a quick rundown. We'll obviously every week in and week out, show in and show out, give you some upcoming events. But Bob, I think that lets everybody know where we're headed with men's professional golf, at least.
I have one little nugget for you here.
Give us a nugget and
name a LIV Golf player that will not be among those getting access, conditional access to the DP World Tour this year.
Oh.
It was just announced.
I didn't see it, but let me guess. Is it Sergio?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay. How about John Rahm?
No way.
Yeah. 8 LIV golf players were granted conditional access to the DP World Tour after agreeing to pay fines and withdraw appeals. They are Tyrrell Hatton, Laura Cantor, Thomas Dietrich, Tom McKibben, Adrian Meronk, Victor Perez, David Puig, and Elvis Smiley, who I've never heard of before. And those 8 players in it, because John Rahm is balking at a fine, which is rumored to be in the several millions. And he's balking at the DP World Tour requiring that you have to play a certain events. So this could be a unique throw in the wrench in the option about playing on the Ryder Cup in 2027 if he doesn't make it. And I have a quote for you, Ray. This is from Roy McIlroy. "We went really hard on the Americans about being paid to play the Ryder Cup," Rory said in Dubai. "We also said that we would pay to play in the Ryder Cup. There's 2 guys that can prove it." Rory McIlroy.
Well, there you go. Bob, great job today. Thank you so very much. Looking forward to it. And right now, I'm going to welcome and admit into our broadcast. I want to bring on Cameron Lowe. Cameron Lowe is a former professional baseball player. Cameron went through a lot of years of difficulty. He's the CEO and co-founder with his brother, family-owned business, as I said, of Halo Wellness at halowellness.com. Based in Scottsdale, they're growing rapidly. We'll be giving you some more information. But Cam Lowe, welcome to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show and our Golfer Be Well segment. We have Dr. Bob Denny. He is a PGA of America historian. He's with us, and who knows, he may have a question for you. But Cam, awesome. Welcome, and how's everything? What's happening over at Halo Wellness?
Man, so many good things right now. We are, we're helping people daily and helping them get their function back and get out of pain and just get their quality of life back. And we've had great success over the last few years, and now we are getting into franchising. We are excuse me, currently getting our franchising disclosure documents all done, which is a bit of a heavy lift, as you know, Ray. And we'll be ready to start selling franchises and territories in just the next couple of weeks here. So it's really exciting.
That is so exciting. And I used to be in franchising many long years ago when I was in corporate. I love franchising as a business strategy, a business model. And I think you're going to do very well with it. Cam, I want to spend a minute or a minute and a half. Let the folks know again about Cameron Lowe. You are many years a professional Major League Baseball player who ran into some tremendous back issues, pain issues, and your teams really did not know about that. Am I correct about that? Until you finally found a way to manage that pain and to bring you back to the game and extend your professional Major League Baseball career by several years. It's an unbelievable story, but that's about what happened to you, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I had hurt my back really bad. I'm a 6'8 pitcher, righty, and I had herniated my disc between L4 and L5. on the left side. And so my whole right side spasmed and to pull me away from that left side herniation. And it was just tremendous pain going down my left leg, you know, sciatic nerve pain all the way down to my ankle. And I was doing anything that I could to try to stay healthy, but it just wasn't, you know, I'd get myself just healthy enough to get out there on the bump again for an inning and then hurt myself again. And it was like that for about 2.5 years. And they told me I'm going to need some back surgery, you know, either fusion or a laminectomy or, you know, solder off my nerve, you know, ablation. And I just, you know, at age 27, any kind of back surgery or soldering off of nerves in my back just didn't sound like a very smart.
Well, that would have been career ending, wouldn't it have been?
It would have been, yeah.
Well, and at the kind of money a Major League Baseball pitcher earns, forget about it.
I gritted my.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was taking anything, just you know, doing anything and everything that anybody told me that would help me. And it was mostly painkillers, you know. But I tried every modality under the sun, and literally went to Japan, went to every major city in America. You know, as we're traveling, tried everything in every single clubhouse in the big leagues. You know, just anything. And then in spring training of 2010, I'd come home from Japan. They sent me home early, and because I think I only pitched 4 games in Japan. The Rangers had let me go over there, and because they knew I was broken, and came home, got a job with the Brewers. They didn't know how bad I was, and got into spring and was like, oh man, here we go again. You know, can't throw over 85 miles an hour. And normally I'm a 95 mile an hour guy. And by the grace of God, I was introduced to this technology. It's a smart technology. It's, you know, a lot of people are familiar with microcurrent. This is a intelligent nanocurrent. Mm. And then at Halo, we've put a bunch of other modalities around the intelligent nanocurrent. But it in the first session got me out of 60% of my pain.
Unbelievable.
I was able to now, you know, bend over and touch my toes for the first time in about 2 years, 2.5 years.
And pitch. You were able to pitch.
I was able to pitch again.
I got a listener, Cam, you're going to love this one. I've got a listener that has just written to me and said, please ask Cam, when he went to the Brewers, what did Bob Uecker tell him?
Oh my gosh, I love Bob.
I bet you have some stories.
That guy has a special place in my heart. You know, he had a locker in the clubhouse, so he was in the clubhouse every single day. We'd get in the hot tub before we go out and stretch, and Bob would be in there swimming in the wave pool, and he'd just always be telling stories, always making us laugh. He always brought a great attitude, you know, even when he was battling cancer. He just wanted to uplift people all the time. And so, you know, he just had great stories. The guy that you heard online or on the TV broadcast was the guy that you got every day in the
house. No, I knew Bob. I had him on the show. Fantastic player. So great answer for one of our listeners. Cam, you're also helping golfers and other sports people strengthen their bodies at Halo Wellness. For example, you work with golfers right now, strengthening them to where you can increase their swing speed and therefore the distance they hit the ball. Give us 1 minute on that one.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of different modalities that we use to increase muscle strength. It actually lengthens and strengthens muscles, tendons, and ligaments with electrostimulation. We just put 20 yards on a professional golfer's drive within about 3 weeks. I think it was 6 sessions, and each session's about 15 to 20 minutes. And we just build your strength, build your flexibility, and all of a sudden you're hitting the ball farther than you ever have and more accurately, too. The way that this brings individual muscles, it brings a connection. It brings a neural connection even stronger with individual muscles. And we've even seen guitar players get better dexterity through using these devices. And it's all electromagnetic. It's all non-invasive and drug-free. And it just, you see results almost instantly. And we measure, you know, grip strength with the dynamometers. So you can see from session to session that you're gaining strength in your grip strength. And one of the major telltale signs of overall health is your grip strength.
Well, you put me on that
it's
modality.
A lot of-
you put me on it, and I could immediately feel what was happening. So, folks, I highly recommend you go to halowellness.com and sign up for that one. If you're a golfer or any sort of a sports person, if you are racket, pickleball, any sort of a sports person that wants to do strength training and be able to have more control, more dexterity, everything like that. I didn't even think about a guitarist or a musician, maybe even a drummer, people like that. All right.
Cam?
Now you have a passion. Oh, I've got a question. I've got a question from our resident historian, Dr. Bob Denny.
Cam, I've seen many golfers lose their careers because of their violent motions of their swing. I've seen Tiger Woods. I watched him years ago hit a ball on a range, and I said, this man's going to tear apart his back, right? Just because of the power in that type of thing. What can be done to try to mitigate such things in today's golf world when we're talking about swing speed and making such a big deal out of it?
Yeah, just like all the other sports, you know, you got chronic overuse going on in your joints. And that's one of the things that we really, really accelerate at is helping those cells. We're really helping you at a cellular level. We're stimulating at a cellular level to release toxins, break down scar tissue, these micro tears. You know, when you're working out and you're lifting, you're tearing those muscle fibers a little bit so that you build them back up. But when you've got those violent motions, you know, you've got some micro tears, you've got some inflammation damage, and we're able to clean up all of that for you, all with the precision frequency stimulation.
Fantastic. You have a passion that you've had for many, many years. Now, this is quite apart from Halo Wellness. It's completely different. And we don't really think about this sport. We don't talk about this sport too much in America, but it is one of the great national sports of many other countries around the world. And you've got a passion and you're now involved with cricket. How did you ever become involved with cricket as a Major League Baseball pitcher?
Well, I got introduced to a professional cricket coach who actually played Olympic baseball for Great Britain, and then he went into cricket. He grew up playing both sports, was good enough to make their Olympic team, and then went in and has coached all around the world in professional cricket, including Team Britain, Team Korea, and Team South Korea.
Wow.
He's Pakistan, India, Australia, all over the world. And so he and I started talking. Mutual friend hooked us up, and he goes, you know, baseball players make great cricket players. And I said, I got amazing connectivity to the baseball world. And this was before COVID that we started talking. COVID, you know, slowed the whole world down, but we picked it back up about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And we have developed this team of high level professionals, whether it's in strength and conditioning, cricket coaching, we've got the national exercise science, NESTA, National Exercise Science and Therapy Association, writing curriculum for us, and we are looking to go take over Team USA Cricket, as well as start a professional cricket league, largely using our American baseball players and D1 softball players.
It looks like we could.
And I'll tell you what, we are going to be dominant in the league.
What is it about cricket that caught your attention as a Major League Baseball pitcher? Why do you love cricket?
You know, the British brought cricket here to America, and and it actually was the number one sport in America in the 1700s. And from cricket, they developed rounders and then a bunch of different other versions of this, you know, kind of somewhere in between cricket and baseball. And then it eventually evolved into the game of baseball that we know today.
Yeah.
And which ended up being our national sport. And so now cricket has 2.5 billion fans worldwide.
Unbelievable.
Put that in perspective for you. Major League Baseball has about 400 million viewership. And quite honestly, baseball players have such an amazing skill set with coordination, their quickness. It's you know, a lot of the same skills, but in a lot of cases, baseball players have a higher skill set. And so the skill set transfer is almost like it's like tennis to pickleball. You know, a tennis player picking up pickleball is going to be like that.
All right. You're listening to Cameron Lowe. He's a former Major League Baseball professional pitcher. He found a pain relief. He has a clinic along with his brother and family known as Halo Wellness. They're in Scottsdale, but they are franchising. There will be other locations soon. You may be interested in having a Halo Wellness franchise yourself. If you do, you need to get to that website, Halo, H-A-L-O-E, halowellness.com. And hey, you might want to be a team owner because they're licensing owners to become team owners of this cricket league that will happen all over the United States. Cam is headed to Las Vegas to work with the city right now. A stadium will be built here in the Scottsdale area soon, and you're going to be hearing and seeing a lot more about cricket. And Cam is going to be very much in part of getting involved with having a USA Olympic cricket team that will be able to, well, really compete and at that level. Cam, amazing. Way to go for all of that. Let me give you the final word on either cricket licenses or franchises or Halo Wellness. Final word.
Yeah. If you want services or if you're interested in what Halo Wellness does, you can definitely go to our website, reach out to us. The website, again, is Halo with an E, H-A-L-O-E, wellness.com. If you're interested in cricket, in either being a part of it as a player, as a coach, or as a team owner, you can head to our website. Our parent company is called the North American Cricket Club, and it is NACCPro.com. And there's several different tabs where you can go and sign up to either be part of one of our workouts, our tryouts, or register to be a team owner.
All right, there you go. Cameron Lowe, thank you so much for joining us today. We had a couple of ins and outs there on the audio technical side, but I think everybody got most all of it. And you want to get to halowellness.com as well. Get scheduled, get in there, let them work with you on all the various things they do at the clinic. If you're interested in a franchise, go there. If you want to know more about the cricket leagues and licenses, he gave you the website, or you can find him, of course, at halowellness.com also. Cam, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back with you soon, and, well, we'll be talking more about everything going on with Halo and the crickets.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right, there he is, Cam Lowe. Bob, interesting, huh, that we're going to be working with and bringing cricket, the sport of cricket, to America in a much, much more prominent way, because people don't really think about that, although it is a massive sport globally.
Yes, I've watched a few cricket games on television when I was in the UK, and I've always really been fascinated by it because those players have their own set of skills that Cameron was referring to. I was always impressed by just the way it looked like a version of baseball to me.
Yeah, well, a birth of the game. So fantastic stuff. Bob, let me give you the last word, and then we'll be signing off on the show today.
Well, the last word for me is keep cognizant. Keep cognizant of where you are in this world. And it's not just the Cognizant Classic, but keep cognizant of your health and take advantage of those days when you can just walk out and enjoy the game of golf, whether it be walking around a tour event like I have this weekend or anywhere in your area, but just keep active, because the best thing about the game of golf, you can do it all your life if you take that one step forward.
Isn't it fantastic? Don't forget to go to golfnewsnet.com. Find my shows there. Don't forget to go to Match Play TV. And that's how you find me on Instagram and Facebook, but especially over on my YouTube sites for all sorts of videos, television shows, lots of entertainment, lots of education, lots of fun things from the PGA show a few weeks back. And there's a lot more to come right here. Signing off for now, Ray Adams, Dr. Bob Denny. I want to thank Cam Lowe from Halo Wellness being on with us today. We'll be back with you this coming Saturday morning on Great American Golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.